Москва 6, бывакаша, что подхим.
Москва 6, go ahead, please. You're first.
Приветствуем все мировое клин, особенно.
Hello, dear friends. Hello, world clean.
Подготовку проводит.
On this special morning lesson. The Odessa 10, Peter 3, and Moscow 6 prepared this preparation together, and a few days ago, during the preparation for the morning lesson, the broadcast was erupted, broke up, and we got a very inner kind of guidance from Rav, and
выполним следующее упражнение.
Let's do kind of the same. Let's all of us close our eyes for 1 minute and do the following exercise. We have to feel each other. We have to feel everyone. We have to feel that which exists in the hearts of each and every friend. I want to feel in my heart the warmth of love of friends and the warmth that comes as a result of the connection with everyone.
Reading an excerpt from Rabash. At the end of the day, this is a group of people who have gathered in a certain place under a certain leader to be together. With superhuman courage, they face up to all those who rise against them. Indeed, they are brave men with a strong spirit, and they are determined not to retreat 1 inch. They are first-class fighters, fighting the war against inclination to their last drop of blood. And their only wish is to win the battle for the glory of His name.
Воодушевите свою десятку.
Workshop. Every friend awakens the entire ten to feel that the upcoming lesson is a fight against the ego, in which only brave men with a strong spirit can win.
Brave. This is an expression that actually emphasizes the personal weakness and the necessity for having friends who are willing to take you with them.
Brave are those that ask the Creator to give them the strength to come out of the ego. They understand that they can overcome it, and they're willing to do anything in order to ask the Creator to give them the strength to win the war.
Yes, to continue, Itai. Our courage and our determination in the ten, it is because we are attacking the unity, and we're truly willing to ask the Creator to wage the war for us, so that He will bring us to Him, to the true reality.
On our path, those that are brave are those that are brave enough to stay after they see how weak they really are, how ugly they are. But because of the great desire that they have to be like the light, like the quality of bestowal, it gives them the spirit that helps them stay and causes them to act with the friends despite who they are. And because this is the only way in which the light can influence them and change them and make them like it.
I agree with the friends. The courage is not expressed in each one being strong, but rather it is expressed specifically in that each one feels how much he's really very weak with respect to love and bestowal, and how much, even if he gets to know just a tiny bit, how much he's not able to stand against it. However, together we're knocking and turning to the Creator and not stopping, and this should be our lesson. This should be our study.
כן, האמיצים בדרך הזו זה אלה שדווקא כן יודעים.
Brave on this path are those that know how to keep the fear and understand that the fear is only the ego, and that together in the ten they turn it into spiritual fear or awe from not being able to reach the quality of the Creator, to reach love of friends, and to take another leap and to do everything possible in order to open the heart and to every day give the friends anew the purpose of the greatness of the goal and the quality of the importance of the quality of bestowal.
The courage and determination, you could see them yesterday in our dissemination conference. Dudi and Hakum and all the friends, the men and women, in their dedication to the path, to the method, how determined they are to disseminate the spirit of connection throughout the whole nation of Israel. And it gave a lot of strength, all of the investment that these friends are giving. And it's encouraging us that we can actually win this battle. And also Noah, who was behind the scenes.
Yesterday on the lesson, Rav emphasized that we can win only through prayer, that we come together and ask the light to help us.
On our path, it's anything but live. No matter what we go through, no matter what we feel, what states we go through, we hold each other, we have each other, and we have the path, and we have nowhere to run to. And we're continuing. This is the courage. This is the adhesion with which we can truly defeat the Creator. As he says, my sons have defeated me. Let's ask for him together.
Also, it says in the question that the upcoming lesson is a fight against the ego. And this is the only fight that we actually have, that it wants to separate us all day long, to cause us to be engaged in everything besides the ten. And the war is actually during the lesson, throughout the day, asking for the strength to be able to stay together upon all the different pictures that are revealed to us.
Yes, upon all the disconnections, disturbances, forgetfulness, Of course, this is how he awakens our heart, and we have to ask specifically at this point, ask for the friends.
And let's also remember that during the lesson, we're connecting to the upper, to Rav, to the Great One, who teaches us how to come closer to one another and to love, and gives us strength that enlivens us above all the corporeal matters.
Благодарим за то, что мы входим в изгнание с великой группой под руководством Рава. Просим силы отдачи.
We are grateful to you for the fact that we are entering the exile together with a group of the greatest of the generation under the leadership of Rav. We're asking for the force of his soul to exit Egypt in order to give you contentment, and we have faith that we will succeed in everything. Again, the prayer. We're thankful for entering the exile together with a group of the greatest of the generation under the leadership of Rav. We're asking for the force of his soul to exit Egypt in order to give you contentment, and we have faith that we will succeed in everything.